Hey, babe. Did you wait up for me? You didn't have to. You could have gone to bed. What? I have something on my dress.
Oh, shit. Would you look at that?
I guess I spilled some. Well, since you're up, do you want to hear about my night? Yeah, scoot over. I'll sit right next to you. Where was I? Oh, right. I got a tip from a friend of mine who said that a new spot opened up next to that old movie theater. So I wanted to try it out. It was in the back of an old record store. I actually wonder if they put it there to help pick up business. It's not a bad idea. Something to think about. Maybe I should tell Susan. You know, her bakery isn't doing so hot. Sorry. Ugh. I got distracted. Anyway, I went into this old record store that smelt like cardboard and weed, and I walked to the back. And sure enough, between the restrooms was a third door, painted black, without a label on it. The room was small, maybe 3 or 4 feet across. And the walls and floor were all painted black, and you could see some stains on the ground. The light was dim, which made it hard to move until my eyes adjusted, but I closed the door behind me and flipped the lock so the outside read occupied, you know, like in an airplane bathroom. I got down on my knees, and the floor was wood, so fucking harsh. Someone was kind enough to leave a towel, though, so I put it under and that helped. Though, I guess my knees are still a little bit sore. Anyway, I waited for a while, and as I said, this spot is pretty new, so it might not have regular visitors yet, but eventually, I heard a knock on one of the walls, so I knocked back, and the first cock appeared through the glory hole. Okay, well, the hole wasn't that little, but this dude's dick made it look so small. I've seen a lot of cocks on my nights out, and this has to be one of the biggest. How much detail do you want? All of it? Okay, well, first I ran my finger up and down the shaft, slowly just sort of admiring it. Twitched as I traced along the head, feeling all of the nooks and crannies, feeling how soft it was. I gripped it with a full hand and slowly pumped it back and forth until I was sure that it was as hard as it could get. I licked up the length of the shaft, feeling greedy and oh so lucky that I got to spend my free time with this cock. I took the tip of it into my mouth and ran my tongue under the head, just tasting him for a second. I heard him moan a little through the other side of the wall, and it drove me wild. I started sucking on this cock, slowly sliding up and down the shaft, jerking the base as I worked deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper down my throat. I wish you could have seen it. I did what your friend John told me to do when we had him over. I relaxed my throat and took deep breaths through my nose until I got him all the way down, my nose almost touching the wall. I was about to pull back, but I felt his cock move in my mouth. And then he started thrusting in and out of my mouth. I tried my best to hold my head still as his cock slid over my tongue and lips. Fuck. It was so hot. I couldn't resist anymore, so I slid my hands between my legs and pulled my dress up. Oh, I slid my hands under my panties as he fucked my face. My pussy was practically dripping, just begging to be touched. I had to brace myself against the wall to stay put. I'm sure they could hear my gagging in the record store, but I didn't care. I could feel spit running down my chin as he thrusts harder and faster into my soft little mouth. I slid a finger inside my wet pussy, moaning onto his cock. Oh, sorry. It's getting me wet just thinking about it. It wasn't long before I could feel his cock twitching. He came in my mouth and I gulped it down like a greedy little whore. Sometimes I wish I could get these people's names or tell them where to meet me next. I know no feelings, that's the deal. It's just sometimes I find someone who really gets me, you know, even if I can't see their face. It looks like you liked that story, though. Do you want me to jerk you off while I tell you the rest? Okay, pull your pants down. Wow, you really did like it. It's been a while since I've seen you this hard. Is my lotion over there? Can you pass it to me? I just want you to know how lucky you make me feel. Most men wouldn't let their girlfriends have nights out like this. This is the least I can do. After the first guy left, I had to wait for a bit. I fingered myself some, thinking about how hot it was to have my face fucked like that, how my throat was just a little sore. But fingering wasn't enough for me. Eventually, another cock filled in, this time from the hole on the other side of the room. It wasn't as big as the first one, but I was so horny I could barely complain. I didn't even wait until he was hard. I just took him into my mouth, hoping to recapture some of the energy from the first man. I took him down as deep as I could. Just enough to gag a little. But at that point, I was so horny I couldn't wait any longer. I stood up and pulled my dress over my ass. My panties were already on my knees. It just took a little repositioning to get the head inside my aching slit. Oh, it feels so good to be filled by a stranger, not knowing what they look like or even caring. I had to put my other arm on the wall as leverage as I backed up onto his cock. I bounced up and down, my ass hitting against the wall as I tried to take him as deep as I could. No, of course he wasn't. Why would you wear a condom to a glory hole? Anyway, where was I? Once I had a good rhythm going, I started rubbing my clit. I felt the wave building up inside me. I cried out in pleasure as my orgasm radiated out. I guess it got someone else's attention too, because when I started coming down, the hole in front of me filled with another cock. I struggled, trying to jerk it off while fucking the guy behind me. You know I'm not very good at multitasking. I actually think the one inside me got a little frustrated because he started thrusting himself. It worked for me, though. It just meant that I had to be a tight, wet fleshlight for him to fuck at the record store. The slick noises of him sliding in and out drove me nuts. I started jerking the cock in front of me off even faster, like this. Oh god, this is so hot. I love jerking you off, telling you about my night. Why haven't we done this before? Where was I? Yeah. I tried to bend over to take the other cock in front of me into my mouth, but it was hard to reach, so I just licked the tip. The guy behind me moaned, and his thrusts got more sporadic as he finally came inside my pussy. I tried to catch the cum when he pulled out, but most of it dripped onto the floor. my pussy tingled. So excited to have someone's coming in. But I couldn't really focus on that. I dropped down to my knees, not bothering with the towel, and I took the other guy into my mouth, bobbing up and down on his cock. He was smaller than you. I didn't really gag on it or anything, but it was fun in its own way. I stroked his balls with my other hand like this and kept sucking up and down his shaft. Oh, his cum tasted the sweetest in my mouth. I waited a while after he left and no one else showed up, so I put myself back together and came home. Did you like hearing all of that? Do you like me stroking your cock because I told you about my night? Mm-hmm. What were you thinking about? Are you thinking about my throat getting fucked by a thick cock in a small room? Or were you thinking about me taking it from behind raw while I stroked another man off? I can feel you getting close, baby. I want you to come in my mouth. Oh, I want you to be the last taste on my tongue before we go to sleep. Come, come on, come on my tongue. I love you so much, baby. Let's go to bed.